In New Jersey, a rookie prosecutor is upsetting some longtime local politicians. In his first year on the job, Christopher Christie has uncovered bribery and other schemes throughout the state. NPR's Nancy Solomon reports.
U.S. Attorney Christopher Christie compares the process of obtaining a lucrative government contract in New Jersey to a jukebox. You put the money in, and music comes out. Christie says he's been astounded by how brazen politicians here are about taking cash.
Some elected officials begin to feel like this is an entitlement of office, and so they just act as if it's just another Benny that they're getting, like health benefits or 401k.
Christie is a portly man who has the charisma and witty tongue found more often in politicians than lawyers. He was involved in small-town Jersey politics and became a prominent fundraiser for the 2000 Bush campaign while practicing business law. When President Bush appointed him to lead the U.S. Attorney's Office in New Jersey, he had no prosecutorial experience. He quickly doubled the number of attorneys working on political corruption. They found one of the state's most powerful Republicans had, among other things, put his hairstylist on the Essex County payroll. The mayor of a Jersey Shore town extorted $50,000 from a developer and then hid the cash in his house. Christie says the case of Bob Januszewski surprised him most of all.
You had a high-ranking, well-respected, influential Democratic official across this entire state who had reduced himself to accepting envelopes of cash from vendors in return for contracts. I mean, I can't think of anything a whole lot more seedy than that.
New Jersey, unfortunately, is leading the way in what will probably fast become a national scandal.
Harry Pozicki is chairman of New Jersey Common Cause. The group is trying to reform what's known as pay to play, where everyone from hospital caterers to pavement contractors make campaign donations in exchange for doing business with government.
Pay-to-play creates, if you will, the occasion for sin. Once you have elected officials dealing with government contractors seeking contributions in return for contracts, the government is for sale, and the next step is full-scale criminal corruption.
Pozicki says graft exists across the country, but it's rampant in New Jersey. The state has 566 separate towns and more than 600 school districts, each with its own pot of money to dole out. Robert Del Tufo, a former U.S. attorney and state attorney general, sits on a committee of prominent former prosecutors who are trying to come up with suggested reforms. He says corruption grew in the last few years, in part because of problems in the State Department of Justice.
Working relationships between the Division of Criminal Justice and the state police have ground really almost to a halt. And I don't know that intelligence information is being properly gathered and analyzed. There really just needs to be some very dramatic changes.
Del Tufo applauds the work of the rookie federal prosecutor for picking up the slack. Both he and Christie support reforms that would prohibit government contractors from making campaign contributions. Christie says that would help remove the fine line between legal contributions and graft.
That's why it's so hard, because we have a system in this state where contributions are made and contracts are given, maybe without an explicit quid pro quo, but people can perhaps achieve the exact same end by just a wink and a nod.
The political scandals have prompted a free fall in confidence New Jerseyans have in their representatives. A recent poll found 77% think their public officials are ethically challenged. Christie finds encouragement in this. He says it will take citizen involvement to change the political culture here. Nancy Solomon, NPR News, Newark.